Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, talking local sport. Milo is still with me in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Ewan, and good morning, Coasters, and welcome back to local sport. And we try to do it first. Now, last evening, we had the South Aussie Big Bash T20. The Penola Millil game was cancelled. No surprise. Very heavy rain up there, and that'll be rescheduled to next week. West Gambia, 7 for 95, defeated East Gambia All Out for 94. South, 10 for 137. They absolutely belted Millicent District Cricket Association All Out for 52, and Glencoe 10 for 50. They lost to North Sportsmen's, who didn't lose a wicket to eclipse that total with 56. Now, round two was cancelled due to inclement weather and pitch conditions a while back, and that looks like it'll be rescheduled to Thursday the 31st of January, so stay tuned for a confirmation of that. Now, on Sunday, it's the next round of the State Country T20 Champions Cup. It's at Frew Park, starts at 9:30, and it's the qualifying final, and that means South Gambia will play Renmark North, who will obviously travel down, and then the semi-final at 12 o'clock. The winner of that game will do battle with Meadows, and the winner of that will head to the Country Grand Final 3rd of March to be a venue to be advised. So good luck to the South boys on Sunday at Frew Park. Weather looks okay. Now, the Mount Gambier Touch Footy Association, massive weekend net for them, Yui. They have their Your Podiatrist Cup at Blue Lake Sports Park tomorrow. 26 teams, 8 men's, 3 women's, 12 mixed, 3 under-18s. There'll be teams from Adelaide, Melbourne. We've got 6 from Mount Gambier competing. Also, your old hometown are going to troop a few over. Portland, Ballarat and Onkaparinga. Now, there's plenty of state players in the A grade, so that'll be a high standard comp. There's huge cash prizes to the winning teams and an exclusive after party. There you go. And as always, all that information is on their Facebook site. And we won't forget Victorian Country Basketball League, the last round, and the Chemist King Mount Gambier Lakers. Good morning, Juliet, Trish and the team down there at Chemist King. Now, they're second on the ladder. They head to Mexico to play Bacchus Mast, who are third on Saturday night. Now, the Chemist King Lakers, they have to win. And if Horsham Hornets drop one of their games on the weekend against the lower teams, good luck with that. They might end up top spot with the easier, in inverted commas, home semi-final 1-4 in a couple of weeks' time. Now, we won't forget Good Morning Millicent and the Mac Jaguar Girls. They're second on the ladder. They hosted Geelong Supercats, who are fourth, at the Peter Seaborn Stadium on Saturday night. And stay posted for an announcement today regarding the next phase of the netball trek of talented ex-Mount Gambier girl Nia Allen, who now resides in Adelaide.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.